Emergency approach and landing simulated. The objective of this task is to exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with emergency approach and landing procedures. Demonstrate understanding of glide speed and distance, landing distance, hazards of other than hard surface runway, stabilized approach, energy management, wind conditions and effects, density altitude, emergency procedures, communications, ATC clearance deviations, minimum fuel, selecting a landing location, ELTs and/or other emergency locating devices, and radar assistance to VFR aircraft. Demonstrate your ability to identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing wind, failure to select a suitable landing area, failure to plan and follow a flight pattern to the selected landing area, considering altitude, wind, terrain, and obstructions, improper management of tasks associated with an emergency approach and landing, low altitude maneuvering, startle response, collision avoidance, scanning, obstacle and wire strike avoidance, having the right of way in an emergency, obstacles on approach and landing, stalls and spins, and failure to maintain the appropriate airspeed, for example, best glide speed, minimum sink speed, or configuration during the descent. Demonstrate your ability to analyze the situation, select an appropriate course of action, and select a suitable landing area. Establish and maintain the recommended best glide airspeed, plus or minus 10 knots. Plan and follow a flight pattern to the selected landing area, considering altitude, wind, terrain, and obstructions that would allow a safe landing. Prepare for landing or go around as specified by the evaluator. Complete the appropriate checklist. And make appropriate radio calls when conditions allow.